T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Top 100 in order.
There it is, number 92.
Number 92.
Steppenwolf, Magic Carpet Ride. What do you think, Jack?
That's a good song. That is a good song.
Dave Rude joins us. We're going through my personal top 100 songs of all time, Dave, and numbers 91 through 1 are all Tesla songs. I just want you to know that.
Well, we appreciate that, man.
Hey, you're coming to Wichita September 5th at the Cotillion. Looking forward to seeing this band that's been around a long time. I understand you just recently got off a big tour with Joan Jett. How'd that go?
Man, it was so much fun. We were out with Joan Jett and Styx all summer and doing, you know, like outdoor amphitheaters pretty much through the whole country. And it was just a blast, man. You know, all the fans came out every night, tons of people, and all the bands got along great. You know, all the crew, it was really good.
Well, Dave, as you were out there on tour, usually when you're in a big group like that where you have three bands playing, you guys do not get to do like a full set, which you will do here in Wichita. Will you guys do an acoustic set here in Wichita?
I would imagine so. That's what we've been doing really on our own stuff is we do a full-length set. And in the middle, we break it down, bring out a little drum kit, some stools, and do a mini acoustic set in the middle. So you get a little 5-man acoustical jam in the middle of a regular big Tesla show. It's a lot of fun.
So, Dave, you have your own band, the Dave Rude Band. Obviously, you're in Tesla. You've been in Tesla since 2006. What does that do for you creatively? You obviously are doing your own thing with your own band. What void does Tesla fill for you from a creative and a musical standpoint?
Well, you know, Tesla really is my main thing. I haven't really been doing my solo thing very much the last few years, just because I've been so focused on Tesla and busy with it. So, you know, it's been ever since I joined the band, everyone was always so cool in the band and supportive of me, you know, contributing. So I've, you know, been able to write and record on all the records that we've done. And, you know, we wrote a bunch of songs on the new record and, you know, we're working a lot on that. So that's really, you know, the main thing outside of Tesla, I do songwriting stuff for country artists and pop stuff and, you know, like pitch songs to other artists. But really, other than that, it's my main focus is absolutely Tesla. And, you know, luckily we're able to be busy enough, you know, so it definitely keeps us all pretty busy.
Tesla will be at the Cotillion on September 5th performing. Dave Rude, a guitarist for them and also backing vocalist, is joining us on the show. I like to always ask our musical guests, what was their inspiration? How'd you get started? How old were you? What made you decide that, hey, I want to learn to play the guitar?
You know, it was just something for as long as I can remember. I mean, like when I was a baby, but there's pictures of me playing a cutting board that was shaped like a guitar. Like I always wanted to do it. And, you know, I was really into, you know, early rock and roll and Michael Jackson and Prince, and that was all pretty hot when I was a kid. So I got really excited about that. And, you know, obviously Beatles and Stones and Elvis and all that. And so right after I turned 9, my parents let me start taking guitar lessons. And that was really it. I never looked back, you know.
Well, after that,
I got into like the harder stuff, you know, Zeppelin and Guns N' Roses and Aerosmith and Tesla.
And Tesla in there. After you got picked up by Tesla to play, because you were playing like in a side band before that, and they get you to play your first show, that you guys are opening up for is Motley Crue, one of your childhood heroes in that band there. How did that feel going on stage opening up for a band that you grew up with just loving like that?
Man, it was so cool. That was a little bit into the first summer tour we'd ever did, and I think that was definitely the biggest show on that run because there was probably 30 or 40,000 people there. It was outrageous, you know. One to be in front of that many people, and then two that Motley Crue was on the same bill, and I can't remember everyone else, but I know there was a bunch of other really good bands. I think Kid Rock had played the night before. Like it was a big festival, and it was just like, you know, pretty mind-blowing, you know, like to meet some of the guys in Motley and watch the other bands on side stage. And, you know, because at that point, everything was really new. So it's like, it was really, really special, you know. Definitely never forget that.
So I know you weren't with the band in its early years, but what do you think has allowed Tesla to make it 30-plus years? Do you think... It's weird. Do you think bands that last 5 years are more likely to last 30? Is it just always there's going to be an audience for this kind of thing?
That's a good point. Like if you make it five, like on a bigger scale and don't mess it up, you know, you got a much better chance of turning that five into 20 or 30 for sure. But, you know, I think in Tesla's case, because, you know, before I was in the band, I grew up loving Tesla. So I was kind of just on the fan side of the fence for a long time. And one of the things that I always appreciated about them was that they were, you know, they came out, and Tesla came out in the 80s, but it wasn't really much of an 80s band. To me, it was like Guns N' Roses. Like Guns N' Roses came out in the 80s too, but they really were more of a 70s band. It was just classic rock. It was bluesy rock that happened to come out in the 80s, but it wasn't like, you know, the hair band stuff that people, you know, nowadays make fun of. You know, it was just really cool rock and roll. And they were one of the few in that era that were like that. And they, you know, Tesla never tried to sound like anyone else, never tried to really look like the other bands. They always just kind of did their own thing. And, you know, because of that, they always sort of had, you know, they were obviously were big, but it was more of a cult big as opposed to like cover a Rolling Stone number one, you know, giant record thing, where a lot of those bands that did that had the huge explosion of success for a year or two, then it, you know, just imploded and are no longer around. You know, there are bands now that are like playing at like 2 p.m. on a festival with one original member that 20 years ago were headlining arenas and had number one records. So, you know, we're really lucky, you know, that Tesla has always sort of had that credibility and longevity.
Tesla guitarist Dave Rude is joining us. He'll be at the Cotillion on September 5th. So, at one time this band was referred to as a glam rock band, whatever that is. Kind of bristled at that suggestion. What is the best definition of Tesla?
And I would just say hard rock band. You know,
there you go.
You know, classic rock, maybe bluesy rock.
That is good. I know you're working with Phil Cullen. We talked to him last week on a new album, which is called Shock, that Tesla will have out soon. How did you get hooked up with Phil? Of course, he's the guitar player for Def Leppard.
Man, it was really, really cool. We were out with Def Leppard for about 3 years in a row. We did about all their tours. We did all their U.S. tours for 3 years. And during that first tour in 2015, you know, I mean, Tesla toured with them back in the 80s, so there was already a common friendship and all that. But it was my first time doing more than a couple shows with them. So, you know, we all got along really well. They're all really cool guys. They, you know, they're all hanging out at the gig all day. Like, they're there. They're not like, you know, some of the bigger bands are kind of hidden off in their, you know, hotels until showtime. But like, Leppard's down there working all day. So we'd hang and Phil had this idea to put an original song on a live record that we were doing and that he wrote for us and produced it. And it was really fun. And we got along really well in the studio. And so it kind of was like, well, you know, that was really fun. Why don't we do a whole record? And we did. And because we were out with them for so long, we were able to do a ton of recording in downtime. So, you know, before we would do our set, we'd be in some dressing room in an arena somewhere in Canada recording bass tracks or something. You know, it's crazy. But you can do that now with you know, digital recording. So it was really great. And then Phil would be there for all of it because he could come, you know, produce while, you know, before Def Leppard did their sound check.
So when you have a chance to join Tesla, and I know it was a process, is it like, yeah, I'm a fan, I'm in 100%, or is there a part of you that's like, we're not like making wholesale changes here, they need a guitarist, the original group is still basically intact, and now I'm kind of responsible for that legacy? Was there any like hesitancy or second thoughts about that?
No, I mean, it was so organic the way it happened. It was all really, you know, random and everything, but from the beginning, it just felt right. Which was really lucky. And, you know, I was, part of me, you know, when I was playing in club bands in the Bay Area, I never wanted to join an established band because I wanted to do, you know, I wanted to build something from the ground up, like have my own band, you know, kind of go up and climb the ladder kind of thing. But once I actually, you know, kind of ended up getting hooked up with Tesla and meeting everybody and then playing, it's like this is right, this is what I want to do, this is, you know, it's awesome, and I love the band so much, it was great. And then the fact that they were really cool guys and it was fun, you know, if it had been some big band that asked me to join that I wasn't really a fan of, I probably wouldn't have done it, because, you know, like I said, I did want to kind of do my own thing, but it felt so good from the outset. And, you know, they were always super supportive from the outset of, like, you know, contributing. So, like, I've written on all the records and obviously played on all the records, and like I'm a real part of the band, which is really special. And, you know, it's like an honor to be part of that legacy.
Dave Root is with us with Tesla again here at the Cotillion on September 5th. Now, I know you're from the Bay Area, so I'm gonna take a little leap. We talk a lot of sports on this show as well. Are you a sports fan? And if so, are you a Raiders fan?
You know what? I sorry to disappoint, but I'm not really big into sports. I don't even know how to play football.
Well, that's okay. I'm concerned about the Raiders. I've been a fan now for a couple of years, and I'm not sure I like where they're going. So I was hoping to commiserate with another Raiders fan, but that's okay. We can move on back to music.
Jeff Keith, our singer, is a big Raiders fan.
What's that?
I said Jeff Keith, our singer. He's a huge Raiders fan.
Is he there? Can you put him on the phone?
No. I would if he was, man. But hey, aren't they moving to Vegas this year or something?
Yeah, they are moving to Vegas.
So what do you do in this time off? You just got off tour. You're back home, I presume. You hit the road again on the 1st of September. What are you going to do for this month, Dave?
Well, you know, I'm just lucky to have time at home with my family. My wife is a teacher, so she's got summers off, and then our son is 5, so he's got the summer off, so just kind of making up for all the lost time where, you know, I've been gone all the other months of summer, and you know, it's a weird life where, you know, I'll be completely gone for however many months, but then when I'm home, at least I'm 100% home. Like, you know, all my son's friends' parents, you know, go work 9 to 5, and they don't actually see the kids that much, so I'm lucky that I get to kind of be Mr. Mom and be there all the time when I am home.
Well, Dave, when you're out on the road, do you have any hobbies that you do? You know, some people love the bands anymore. A lot of them go out and play golf. Some of them go out looking for cars. Some of them get their bicycles or take their motorcycles with them and go riding. Or do you just sit back and write songs and think about selling those to some of them country artists?
You know, that's mostly what I do. I write a lot, and I have a little mobile recording rig that I bring out with me, so I'll set that up in dressing rooms or hotels and write and record songs. But I mean, non-musical stuff, I mean, I work out a lot, and, you know, if we have a day off in a cool city, I'll just go walk around and see what's happening. But, you know, no like actual specific hobbies, really. I'm pretty boring, I guess.
Well, Dave, we appreciate it. Yeah, you're in a band that makes a lot of noise, but you're kind of a quiet guy. I like that. I like the juxtaposition of that. That's good. Thanks for spending some time with us. Best of luck on the tour coming up. We're going to play a little Tesla going out. Good luck on your tour coming up in September.
Thank you so much, man. I can't wait to get to the Cotillion, and I'll see y'all out there.
Thanks.
All right.
Dave Rude from Tesla. We'll listen to a little Tesla as we head to the break. Jack,
yes.
Excellent job again. We appreciate it. We'll get you back next week because we have another music interview.
Yeah, Ryan Roxey's guitar player for Alice Cooper, who will be in town in October, is going to be with us. And then we sent in some stuff trying to get Cedric.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Cedric the Entertainer?
Yeah, you know, he's got a new TV series coming out this fall. Okay, new TV series.
So oh, man, if you can pull that, I'm going to quit the show immediately after.
We sent something off to Cedric. We'll see if we can pull that off for Jeffrey here.
Good luck. Here's some Tesla as we go to break. Stay with us. The Drive on KFA.
Let go of me tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.